Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
It is Family Feud. What was that? What's that? It was like a turkey.
That's the noise.
Oh yeah, when you ring it, that's yeah. True. That was good.
That was good.
You didn't know what it was.
At first, I was just like, "Is that a turkey?" I was confused. All right, you guys know the
bell, bell, jingle, 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 bell, jingle, bell, jingle, 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 bell, jingle, bell, jingle, bell.
I was impressed. I think you did the best.
I know.
That's why Vlad wanted to stop, because when he got to Santa Fana Panda, he was like, I can't do this.
I figured.
No, I wanted to stop after block.
Yeah. Hey, let me just say this. I figured that the Fanta one, we would have an advantage, me and Vlad.
No, you could call me Blad. That's what the Spanish
Blad. Blad.
Blad.
Vladimir. So I thought we were going to have Vladimir. Fanta.
Yeah.
You put Fanta on the game show? Yeah. We got this on lock.
Hey, nah, it's just one of the most iconic commercials there is, okay?
Wanna Fanta? Don't you wanna? Wanna Fanta? Don't you wanna?
It's pretty good. And at that time, when I saw them, I did want a Fanta. I did. All right, so since we have an uneven amount of people, this is what's going to happen. We're going to play one round against each other. The loser of that round advances to play the other guy. The other guy will play the other guy. We'll figure it out.
So this is a Family Feud playoffs?
Yeah. This is indeed the playoffs. Who wants to go in the first round? Any volunteers?
Go.
All right, Leroy, who's going to go against Leroy?
I'll go against Leroy.
All righty. Question number one. Hands up.
Oh, wait, what am I supposed to do?
You got to hit the buzzer.
Oh, no. Okay.
Vlad's going to play the noise, and then Vlad's going to determine who he thinks hit the buzzer first.
Leroy, if you can see my hand, I want to see your hand.
I can see it. Look, right here.
There you go.
All right. We surveyed 100 people. Name a popular figure or character associated with Christmas.
Ooh.
What do you think?
J. Fig.
All right. Give me an answer, J. Fig.
Santa.
Number one answer, Santa Claus. Are we playing or passing?
We're playing.
We're going to play. Do. Figueroa family, tell me a little bit about you. Where are you from?
Okay. I'm from Kendall.
Oh.
He's my
beautiful. My family doesn't talk like that.
I thought that was you. I didn't know.
This is my beautiful wife. I'm just making up a name.
Yes. Michelle?
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
Nope.
Inez.
Inez, name a popular figure or character associated with Christmas.
Rudolph.
Number three answer, Rudolph. There we go. All right, let's move on. Who is this handsome gentleman here of the Figueroa family?
Leroy looks like Torrance Howard from Hustle and Toe.
It's hard out here for a toe.
It's hard out here, so he lives.
Whoop that trick. That's like, it was hard seeing him go from that to, what's his name? He was the first.
Oh, you're talking about Captain America?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Iron Man.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right. Next answer, J. Fig. So far, you got Rudolph and Santa Claus. Still four answers left on the board.
Elves?
You look elves in general.
Twitch.
I didn't.
Okay. Buddy the Elf. I'm going to give you that one. All right. Still three more possible answers. Figueroa family.
Two more possible answers.
Figueroa family.
I really want to say the Grinch or Krampus or whatever his name is.
You need to say one.
I need one of the two.
Okay. The Grinch.
The Grinch, number two answer.
My fave.
One answer left. Figueroa family. Horde family. Be prepared to steal.
She hasn't gotten one wrong.
I guess the Krampus one. I feel like that's...
Show me
right?
Krampus. No Krampus. All right, that's one strike. Horde family, prepare to steal. This is where you do the you gotta do the X thing at them so that they feel like that. Okay, don't worry about it.
And then y'all start talking like y'all really coming up with something.
Like we talking to all of
them. I'm
going to talk to all my empanadas.
Yeah, still got two X's.
Frosty the...
Snowman?
Something.
Frosty the Snowman. Mm-hmm. Not on the board.
You know what?
Not on the board.
Horde family. One more incorrect. You have a chance to steal.
Horde family, this one's for you. Last one. Name a popular figure or character associated with Christmas. One answer left on the board.
How you doing, abuela?
Abuela?
This is the time they come to the abuela.
She's always at the end.
Exactly.
My grandparents, rest in peace. I have none of them living.
God
right
bless.
Now, okay?
God bless. Okay.
Thank you so much for mentioning that.
Oh, way to remind her.
Tia?
Steve Harvey.
There's always an auntie that's at the end.
Always a Tia.
I have my Tias.
Okay, then. They at the end.
I wish I saw more Santa movies.
All right.
Mm. 3 seconds.
3 seconds. Mm. Two. One.
Horde family.
Question again.
Question is, name a popular figure or character associated with Christmas. One answer left on the board to steal. Horde family, what do you got?
Jesus.
Jesus is the correct answer.
I mean, it is the guy's birthday.
It's his birthday.
I'm just saying.
It's the guy's birthday. That is points for the Horde family.
I want to thank the Figueroa family for doing all the work for me.
Wait, so who gets the point?
You went made all that money. You got jacked.
Are you joking?
No, Leroy gets the point.
I get the point.
You get nothing.
Where's the football?
That's why you should have passed.
Okay, you can't attack the host every time.
I don't remember how to play these games. Okay,
said, where's the football?
That's messed up.
You ever watched? Family Feud?
No.
What are you doing?
No.
Everybody's seen Family Feud.
She was watching Sábado Gigante.
I was. I went on it once.
Were you?
I did.
Did you?
See? And he actually called me out in the...
Oh, did you have to sing?
Did you have to dance?
I had to say something. I don't remember what it was. I was in high school.
That was always fun.
Oh, okay.
Shout out Don Francisco, who is not actually what he says he is. I think he's like German or something. That's crazy. Anyway, God bless him.
So it's you and I, Leroy?
Leroy Vlad, step up to the plate, please. All right, JFig, you have to determine based off of their... Who was first, all right? We surveyed 100 people. They always got to say that. Name something people put on the top of a Christmas tree. Okay, so...
Why did you raise your hand?
Why did he raise his hand? You're supposed to hit this.
She's not going to see me if I raise my hand.
I know.
I was watching you on the screen.
You're not going to see if I... Yeah, you're not going
to
see it.
Well, he didn't press the buzzer, according to me, so I think that's an obvious.
Oh, go ahead, Leroy.
Leroy, name something people put on the top of a Christmas tree.
Star.
Star, number one answer, star. You got a pass or play?
I'm going to pass.
Oh,
damn.
Whoa. Wow. Strategic move
I'm
by
gonna
the horns.
I'm going to just pick up the trash.
Okay, all right. Well, let's move on over to the Lusant family.
How many answers?
You have four remaining answers.
What do you put on top of a Christmas tree?
This is Cousin Gene. Cousin Gene.
Well, dad named Gene.
Dad named Gene.
So you weren't far.
I told you. Gene, how you doing, sir? Everything good?
Sock passe.
You're trying to do small talk with fake people.
My boule.
What's wrong with you?
Sock
passe. My boule. Name something people put on the top of a Christmas tree.
Lights.
Show me lights. No light, unfortunately. No light.
Nobody puts lights on top
of it. I don't look at a Christmas tree. I'm not looking at the top of a Christmas tree.
All right.
It's always either, like you said,
I can't
star.
See it because evidently I'm 5 feet tall.
Santa. a Santa figurine.
Well, let's hold on. Let me get to the next guy here. Guegawi, if you could please.
That's just how they say it, too.
Gregory.
They put like two W's in it. Gregory.
Hey, look, if you got a Gregory, you know there's a Pierre.
Oh,
right behind.
Suave. Suave. Wait, you know he's Suave.
How many answers do you guys have?
One.
We got one star.
I got one. Right.
One X, yes.
I'm saying a Santa figurine or something like that.
Santa hat. That is correct. All right. Three more answers. Two X's left. Uncle Pierre, welcome to our show. Can you please?
Hello.
This is great. Name something people put on top of a Christmas tree. So far, you guys have Santa hat and star.
Leroy's Googling.
No, I'm not.
Get us an auto Google.
Wait. What? That's you funny. Really snitched on me? That no,
whoa!
I just.
Oh, so you were because
no.
You're out here acting
snitchy.
Very,
no, I didn't.
Very guilty.
He knows when you are sneaking.
I already have a list.
What about an angel? An angel?
Oh, yes, he is definitely.
He is a depth.
The number two answer.
He is definitely on the
Twitch.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't even have to look at the Twitch because I knew that was the thing.
All right,
I don't have to look. I'm looking dead at.
You didn't
more.
Even know. You didn't even know
two
when
more?
You had it.
Two more
answers. And I got two more wrongs, right?
Yes.
So we got an angel. What about Jesus?
Jesus at the top?
Wait.
Unfortunately, look. No.
Is it sweet little baby infant Jesus?
Yeah, sweet little baby blue Jesus.
6 pound, 8 ounce baby Jesus?
Yeah.
Yes, you have a question,
no.
ma'am.
You know, family member of one Malachi Tony?
Yes.
Yes. Like he's not on the. He's not going to be put on the top of a Christmas tree?
Nino Jesus did not make it.
Can I say one?
No.
You're not in this.
You already lost.
You lost.
This is like production from behind the camera. She's trying to like.
I'm saying. Okay, one more.
Okay, you got one more. One more X, but you still have two more answers available.
You got two X's, right?
I got two X's. I got one more X, and then
I know one.
Yeah.
All right.
What
do you put on top of a Christmas tree?
Yeah. Two more answers left.
I don't know.
Maui, we need you for this one.
Marie, yes. That was the name of my mother. Yes. So yeah.
There we go.
You didn't. There's always a Jean and a Marie somewhere.
Okay, well, I need that.
Well, mommy, you're in heaven already. So.
Well, you said angel already.
Yeah, I already said angel. So mm-hmm. You already said my mom. I have not the slightest clue, bro. I'm just gonna take the X.
Right.
Oh, you know what? A Lupe.
No.
Can't put a Lupe on the tree.
No.
You cannot put a Lupe on a tree, unfortunately.
Why not?
No.
Because
she's not wearing pajamas.
Much like everything else, she'll fall through.
All right.
She's not wearing pajamas. That's why.
I don't know it. So leave her.
All right. Horde family to steal. To steal like the Grinch.
On the top of a Christmas tree.
Name something. So far we have.
Yo, Astron is hysterical.
Angel. Santa hat.
You know the Christmas tree at Rolex probably have it. Astron on top.
Tip drill.
Let me try. I'm trying to think of some of the things that I've seen on top of Christmas tree. We already said star.
You guys, my favorite stripper. so sad.
All right.
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2.
Lights.
Didn't I say on top?
Lights?
No.
I said lights already.
I didn't know. I was just guessing. Go.
Fig, let's
say
hear
what?
A snowflake?
One snowflake is correct.
Oh, yeah.
The only other remaining answer is bow.
Bow?
Bow, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
A bow?
Yeah.
Destiny is on top of the tree.
Throw the bows.
Mercedes is on top of the tree.
Lexi.
But I won.
Yeah.
Did you? Yeah,
yeah, because I ain't get it. That's how you do
right,
it.
That's
like,
1 point for Leroy. That's 1 point for Vlad.
And hey, 1 point for me because I said snowflake.
No, you get nothing.
No, but look, this
but
is
you
the
go
thing.
Against me now next
round. I was going to say, Leroy went twice. Vlad's going to go twice. And you're going to go twice on this final round to determine who and whatever. But
so if she wins, then everybody wins one.
So then we have a sudden death.
No, then we have
fight sudden death.
We have Wednesday because the show will be over.
Wednesday?
All right. We'll be over.
All right, let's take a quick break and come back with the final
Ohio
round.
Ohio State's 9.5 point favorites.
A Family Feud.
Better jump on that now before it goes lower.
Yeah, Jamal. Wait, what do you mean? 9 point? No,
9.5 point. Right. Yeah. Nine so, right. Jump on the Canes getting 9.5.
I like that. I like
before
that.
Before day of the game, it's like 6.5.
I like that.
I got you.
All right. More Family Feud when we come back.
I'm Tyler Hero of the Miami Heat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Come and knock on my door. We'll be waiting for you. That's not the right song.
What are you talking about? This ain't no Three's Company, man. What's wrong?
That's what it sounded like.
No, it doesn't.
Come and knock on your door. That's a banger, dog. Somebody.
Oh, I love that. So, I love that.
Three's Company.
I love the Three's Company intro.
Yeah, I tell you though, if you put that on this beat,
no,
there's a DJ out there who knows what I'm talking about.
Primo would not allow you to do that to his song.
Primo would love that.
No, he wouldn't,
because he also agrees at Three's Company.
No, I don't know about that.
Out of cardio.
Meet me at the Regal Beagle. With Larry. And
meet me at the Regal Beagle. I'm watching movies like I was chilling at Regal.
By the way, low key, I was Mr. Roper guy more than Mr. Furley.
Really?
Yeah. It's just because Mr. Roper would look at the camera after saying something funny, like he knew he just got a good joke in.
Like Jim from The Office.
Yeah, like you just look at the camera, you pan it to the camera.
I love Jim from The Office, and I constantly find myself doing that.
Always, yeah, you love, same. Yeah.
Same. I look for the camera.
I live my life that way. Like if I'm like not around and I want to pick my nose, I assume that I'm on reality television and someone's gonna see it.
You're disgusting.
What?
So then I do it with my tongue like this.
Hey, no. Yo.
How are you supposed to feel about somebody sending me this?
What'd they say?
Not about money, bro. Fame is great responsibility.
Huh?
DK. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know.
You know what you should tell them? Family Feud continues right here on the Tobin and Leroy Show, the final round between J-Fig and Blind.
For a second, I thought you were going to throw it a break. I'm like, no, dude.
Just got back. No more breaks.
Ooh. Somebody turned on the AC.
Just now?
Yeah.
Why? Did you just start getting cold?
No, I feel the air.
Nah. All right, Leroy, you have to watch them to make sure you see whose hand hits the buzzer
I'm not
first.
Looking.
All right.
All right, go.
Let's
go. Like, I don't think. Like,
okay.
That's okay. I'm not paying you, so I can completely understand if you're like, no. I'm
all right, let me see some hands.
Let's see those
Jennifer.
Hands.
Jennifer. She's not paying attention.
I was
Vlad.
Show you the picture.
Vlad. All right. Name something. We surveyed 100 people. Name something a kid might do to get on the naughty list.
Jennifer.
All right, Jennifer, what do you got?
She doesn't know.
Maybe she just wanted to be first.
Curse?
Name something a kid might do. Oh, you said curse?
Yeah.
Not on the list, unfortunately.
Wow, you can't even get... Not any of what the top 100
okay,
said?
Okay, fine.
No!
That's it. You only get one
You only get one chance. You can't keep going.
She's never seen Family Feud. All right.
What I would like to know what you were doing in your youth while we were watching Family
outside.
Feud.
I was outside.
While we were
swimming
watching Family
sharks.
Feud and watching The Price is
so what
Right.
So you said name,
can
name
I go
something
next?
A kid. You
no.
are going to go next.
Yeah, too late.
It's name something a kid might do to get on the naughty list.
Not do their chores?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
What kind of kids were you?
Not hey, cleaning their room. Number three.
Excuse me. What kind of kid was I? Ooh. The one that got the answer right. That's the kid. Oh, I'm passing it off to Jennifer.
The Figueroa
No, you don't
family.
Have to raise your hand. You got all of them.
You got all of them. Okay.
If you get,
the
wait,
camera.
You if you get all the answers, you win the game.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
Bad grades.
Bad grades. Show me bad grades. Not on the board.
I win.
Little Tommy is 5. He don't know nothing about grades.
Okay, Okay, can you,
no, yeah, she has two X's now because he passes her.
No, you got one grade.
One X.
Only one X.
She got one X. She got two
X. I apologize.
Yeah, she got two more.
Keep going.
How old this person is? I don't know. I mean, when do you
she want to know how old the 100 people are.
She wants a background.
She wants a background. She wants top 100 people ask.
I'm like, what, fighting?
She wants background. What are you, FBI?
Is that aggressive?
Is that your answer?
Fighting.
Number one answer, fighting. No, wait, that's a wrong sound. Yeah! All
I'm
right.
I'm about to say these kids ain't Hispanic.
Yeah. No, so far we have fighting and not doing their chores. We have three answers remaining. Figueroa family. Let's see what name I can give you.
Daisy?
Titi Marisol.
No. It's a cousin because they got Daisy. Many cousins.
I have it on Daisy. Oh, cousin, yeah.
It's
for sure.
Definitely a cousin.
Cousin Daisy. Daisy Marie, probably.
I don't have that. Sorry.
No?
No.
What about Marisol?
Nope.
You got to have a Marisol.
I really don't.
You have a Marisol.
How about answer? You all done.
Definitely an Isabel.
You all done with answers. Isabel. That's why you procrastinate.
Oh, you got an Isabel.
You definitely got an Isabel.
Isabella.
Isabella.
I don't know.
All right. Five seconds.
Cousin Isabella, name something a kid might do to get on the naughty list.
I don't be mean to their parents. I don't
Talking
know.
Back to their parents, number two answer. Woo!
I mean, she didn't say that, but okay.
That's no, they nice. Give they give you some
yeah, a little leeway. A little bit
yeah.
of leeway there.
They do it on the...
So there you go. The top three answers are already taken. You got two more X's before it moves back. No, then you win, right? It doesn't even go back to you. Because you passed? I'm not sure how it goes.
No, if she yeah, if she doesn't get it right,
you win.
I win.
Okay, cool. Two more answers
you know
left
what?
On the board.
I don't like doing all the hard work and then you guys out here getting the points with the... No!
Well, you should have got the answer right first.
You should have got the answer right first and then you could have passed it on there.
There's a reason why I didn't watch Family Feud. It is this reason.
Yeah.
Oh, because you never got none of the answers right?
So far, she has
two more
opportunities.
Just,
name something
just
a kid might
do.
No,
take yourself back to your...
I pass.
You can't pass.
Damn it.
Wait. So here's the deal. Just take yourself back to your childhood.
Yes.
There you go. See, the eyes got big.
To get on the naughty list.
We know you did some things.
All
right. So go ahead.
At what age do you want me to talk?
I don't care. It don't matter. Just go. You got to go younger because they talk about kids or parents.
Eight and under. All right. 3 seconds on the clock.
I don't know.
Stealing. Show me stealing. No. No stealing. One X left. If you lose this, Vlad wins the game. Two answers on the board. Name something a kid might do to get on the list.
Not eat their food? I don't know.
Ooh, didn't eat your food? Not on the list. Yeah. That means our winner of Family Feud is Vlad.
Thank you, Grandma. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Wait, so what is it?
The last two answers. Sneaking a peek at presents. And
really?
Lying. Lying.
Okay.
Apparently Figgy was a very bad kid in like more ways than this list could take. Vlad, as the overall winner of Family Feud in today's XXX Miss Games. What are you going to do with your prize?
He's going to Disney World.
He doesn't know the prize.
I don't even know what the prize is.
He never revealed it.
No, I'm trying to think of like some of the things that winners have said on Family Feud.
Yeah, usually yeah. I just go, yeah, I'm going to Disney World.
I'm actually going to leave the family. How about that? would be great.
Yeah, I'm going to leave the family.
What are you going to do with this? Actually, I'm just going to take the prizes and leave the family.
I'm going to file for divorce, Steve.
Yeah. Sorry, sweetie. I just needed you to help.
Did you see the thing on TikTok? The dude said, hey, if I win the Powerball, you could have half.
Yeah.
Or we can live together. She said, ooh, I want half. I'm out of here.
Oh.
He said, if I win the lottery.
Oh, yeah.
So he said, here, I won $20 on a scratch off. Here's your 10. Get out.
There you go. Hey, look, you get what you put out into the universe. And unfortunately... She was a gold digger. And if you are a gold digger, hit up Vlad because he has a cash prize of 22 Odyssey points.
That ain't cash.
That has no cash value.
It is a currency. Of some
Dude,
sort.
I ain't gonna
lie. Hey, y'all, everybody be safe.
Everybody be safe.
Enjoy your Christmas. Fig, Marcos. This is what? This is Frog Boy's little Tadpole's like third or second?
Third. It's his third, but
his third, the first one don't count.
Yeah, exactly. This is like
this one he's got. Have you done Elf on the Shelf?
Not yet, not yet. Because
well, you got to wait till next year. You can't just do it in the middle of.
No, no.
He moves but it every like, hour.
No, I feel like he's too young. Like he may forget, like the elf.
You know what I need?
No, he won't. You know what you move it. He doesn't move it.
He just won't even care.
I'm going to tell you what I need from Tadpole.
Yeah.
I need the Christmas NFL picks from Tadpole.
That's true. That is true. Listen, he went 4-1 on it. And if the Lions didn't choke that game against the Rams, he would have been undefeated and won me my only parlay of the year. But we will get some more takes from him because. Fortunately, my son is better at gambling than I am.
It's always the people who don't realize they're gambling that get it right. As soon as you make a conscious effort to gamble, that's when you start screwing it up.
You shouldn't. The funny thing is, they're not thinking and they're winning. We overthink.
That's a problem.
Now, that's because you listen to. See, I'm going to tell you what throws gamblers off, especially in sports. You determine wins or losses based on things that have nothing to do about the actual play. Like when you say, ooh, the Vikings haven't won here in 20 years.
Yeah.
Like, that's – and it ain't the same team.
See, when I hear something like that, though, I'm like, well, the other team is due then. Or like something like that. Like, I think today is when the streak is going to snap.
What happens when you lose for another year?
That happens to me every time.
So then.
I mean, but the circumstances behind it are different every time, even though the results are the same. You understand what I'm saying? So we sit here, for example, we sit here as Dolphins fans saying we haven't won a playoff game in 25 years. You got guys on the team that's not from here and wasn't even born. Like, how do they play a role in that?
Sense of your former teammates for.
But I'm just saying in general, you know. So, like, I get it, but it really doesn't have any It's not relative to what they're trying to do this year.
It's not okay. You're right, but it's not relegated to the players, but it's relegated to the franchise.
Yes, you could say that. But like, I would also say, why in the hell would these players care? They weren't here.
The players don't know, but
right.
But because they're not.
Mm-hmm.
They're not informed of the situation.
Right.
But once they do wear that uniform, they will be informed of that situation and got to answer it.
Right. Like, I mean, they asked me about Pittsburgh my rookie year, right? Mm-hmm. And you know what my response was? Up till 3 weeks ago, I hated Ohio State. Like, I just got here.
That's a pretty good response.
Right. So give me some time. I'll get caught up, you know, but – like, I'm indifferent right now. It doesn't mean that I'm being naive. It doesn't mean that I don't understand. It just means that I don't know.
All right. Since we're not going to be on at least all
until 26.
Chill. Now, I mean, Tobin's coming back next week.
Yeah.
But since this is probably the last time four members of the show is going to be in there.
Yep.
RVA Richie has the joke for the holiday.
What? Hold on.
Mistletoe takes on a new meaning in the Horde household.
Wow, so that's how we going to go.
Ladies and gentlemen, wait. This is how we end.
So that's how we going to go off to
Christmas?
We're
going off
for that's
Christmas.
How we go.
Yes. Yes.
Are you?
Ooh, hey. Put my shades back on. Hold on. Put my shades back
on.
Point four.
The only reason why you ain't left because your ass is on the phone.
Mm-mm. Also, she got a stain under that shirt. That
excuse me.
Yeah. Hmm? Well, I tried to. I had her up there like the blow dryer up underneath the blow dryer, but she washed it with soap. You can't use soap at work on the dark clothes because then soap gonna dry and it's gonna just be a white spot. Amateur.
All right. Let's take on the way out. I'm gonna give each of you a game. Give me the team that's gonna win. Fig, Broncos, Chiefs.
Broncos.
Yeah.
Vlad, Commanders, Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Leroy, Lions, Vikings.
Lions.
Go ahead and put that in for your parlay. We got the Lions. We got the
– You did it without point spread. We don't know the point spread.
Well, McCarthy might not be playing for the Vikings.
Ooh. It don't matter. Ooh. It don't matter. They're having a bad year.
Yes.
All right, that is all from the Tobin and
Happy
Leroy
holidays.
Show.
Merry Happy
Christmas,
holidays. Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
Hanukkah's over. Hanukkah's over.
Merry Christmas. You know what? We didn't tell you earlier.
Feliz Navidad.
Come out to the Miami Improv tonight. Noche Mala. It's free tickets. All you got to do is say Vlad's name at the front.
And be safe.
Merry Festivus for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone, have a safe.
Be safe.
Have a safe,
be
safe, safe, safe holiday. From the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.